Today we are going to talk about the information system in hospitality industry, which is chapter 2. Here we are going to talk about the MIS reports to understand the technology, how it works in hospitality industry, and how we can select the software and the hardware. Now, when we are talking about the objective of this particular lesson, we need to understand how the hotel industry support information system which help management to generate the report, and technology which support basically in terms of the software and the telephone system which make the guest to be more comfortable and provide the information to management also properly. Okay, and the hardware and the software which we are going to select, that is going to use for a different sectors of the hospitality industry, like in terms of your point of sale terminals which is used in a restaurants, and so on and so forth basically. Now first we need to understand the concept and the technology which is used for the hospitality industry. As I told you, the industry support the software and the telephone, which is mainly used to provide the information to the guest and to the management. Now here the system we have to design in such a way that the management get the information there and there. I mean, the information is available on senior management's on fingertip. They have to just give the command and the answer is ready. Okay. Which help to reduce the time also, and there will not be chances of any error, because it's a completely process driven things. Once the process is set, then you have to just follow, and at the end you will get the result. Now the technology, as I was talking about, we need to understand the mechanism. As I told you, once we have done some process set, then we have to make sure the decision making has to be properly, because once the decision is done, then the process is set, and based on that the management will get the result. But there are some time, as per the law, we have to make sure that we should have a proper data safe for certain period, because there are lots of laws available, and if sometime query comes from some from the law and order, so we have to make sure that we have to have a data. If data is not available, then we are not able to answer the query. So we have to make sure that the data is to be stored in certain time, and so on and so forth. And sometime, if it is an individual information, then we have to make sure that we will take a proper authority, proper signature from that particular person, so we can store all that information properly. So it's, individual involvements are also necessary. Now, as the operation grows, hotel information system become more structured, and we have given proper, data, and based on that sorting process, which help management to generate the report. Okay. Now, as we talk about the, as the computers are coming, microcomputers, so on, so forth, which reduce the hardware and software also. In terms of initially it was quite a bigger computers, bigger server, these that. Now we have a smaller things. It's called microcomputers. So all that information we have to give, which help, involving the person decision making to get the process done. Now we have a centralized purchasing management system. What actually happens, like for example, you have a setups in a different locations, maybe within the state or out of the state, within the country, and so on and so forth. So if we have a centralized purchasing system which help us to control the inventory, which help us to understand where is your inventory lying and how it is going to be purchased, procured, and how to distribute, which help even vendor to give a good pricing also. Okay, if you buy in a bulk, you will get a cheaper rate. The more demand, the lesser price. It's something like that, on that philosophy. Okay, so if you have a multiple unit, so you can go for a centralized purchase also. As I told you, it will be able to, you'll be able to keep a track of your inventory, and so on and so forth. And the delivery process also makes sense of it. Now, we have a system for your food and beverage sale also, which offer not only for the sales tracking, like which particular product is, you know, selling so quickly and some of the product may not be able to sell. So we can remove those items and we can try to promote the item which is, you know, easily able to sell, which is more demanding and so on so forth. And which even help, like wherever we have a production area where the chef is cooking. So you are able to take up, give the KOT or BOT, kitchen order ticket or bar order ticket. So they can, you know, do the production for that particular item, which help for the, the fastest making process. The same way on the user end, the person who is going to order, we can have a handheld devices where they can order there and there, and immediately it is able to, you know, deliver their product. Now, as I told you, the like telecommunication plays very, very important role in the hospitality industry. Now here you can also generate the revenue through, with the help of telephonic, by using a fax machine. You know, we can have video conferencing, conference call. We can offer to the guest, and demand for this kind of things are very high. And you can have a good amount of revenue you can generate through this. And people choose the hotel where all these facilities are available. So this can be one of the key factor why a guest will choose your hotel, and you can make the revenue out of it. As it, I told you, the technology increases continuously. We have to make sure we are also growing with the industry. And as I told you, like we have, generating revenue, you can offer them the video on demand, you know, video games you can offer, video conferencing we can offer. For all these things, by using technology, you can make revenue. And definitely, guests nowadays like to go with this kind of options. As I told you, like in the industry, as the industry grow, we have to make sure we are also providing all that kind of technology which is supporting to the industry. Like as I told you, we can provide them the video on demand, video games to the guest. We can provide, you know, the video tape to the guest on the rental basis. And there will be several premium channels which guests wanted to see. We can give them the option to choose those channel and pay for it. Now, the security also play a very, very major role in the industry. Every guest wanted to be feel safe when he's there in the hotel. So for that, we can always have the key card system in it. We have to keep a key card system in a place. Like the person who's authorized to get the key, they can only able to open the door. The same way, everywhere we can place a camera. We can have the motion detector to be placed. The same way, you can save the energy cost also by using all this kind of technology. Like for example, when we are using a key card system, when you are out of the hotel, you have to just remove the key card and the power will be, you know, shut off. And your heating, your cooling, your air conditioner will also be get controlled by using all this kind of system. So, by using a key card system, you can give the guest, feel guest as a safe, as well as you can control the cost also. Now in front office and back office, we can generate the information as per the guest. The accounting system we can have according to the guest. Like, you know, if he wanted to know the 2 days bill, how much he has to pay at the time of checkout and so on so forth. For that, you can have the accounting system. Now, as the property will go, at the time of his checking out, he can get all this data which is concerned to the him. And if it is like, it's a bill to company and so on so forth, so we can take the signature of the guest and we can send a bill to the company. Okay, so we have to have the accounting system proper in a place. The same way for the sales software management, we have to have a proper software which help us to know how much revenue we have generated right now or for the future. Or for the, you know, coming month and so on so forth, you wanted to know what is the booking we have done, what is the revenue we are going to short, what is the total, you know, the book revenue you have. If we have the proper sales software, we can get this all information. Now here we need to understand the system, how it works. For the hotel information, we have to have a computers, instructions, stored fact, people, procedure. Now all these things, once we have in a place, we can easily give to the management their MIS report, the decision making system we can do, the executive information system we can generate, and transaction processing system, which is TPS. If we have the first five things in a place, we are able to get the report easily. Now for the management information system, management wanted to know all the information on their fingertip. If we have done your data correctly by using technology, information, and the people, those who are entering the data, if they have done properly, then we can generate the report as per the management choice, and they can have the transparent clear data, you know. Now here we have to make sure that the resources from where we are entering the data, it has to be correctly, and we have to make sure that person, those who are entering the data, he should do it properly, then only we will be able to generate the report. Now we have to make sure that decision support system, which is DSS, the data which we are going to enter, it is as per their, I mean, once we have set the process, we have to make sure we will do it accordingly. Okay, then only the DSS done properly, then only we can generate the report. Okay, now as an organization, they wanted to know all the decision what they have taken, whether it is done accordingly or not. So for that, we have to make sure that the data to be entered correctly with the knowledge of management. Okay. Now for the DSS, we have to make sure, as I told you, properly decision designed, we have entered the data. And interaction with the software, we have to use the software, and accordingly we have to put the data, which is, I mean, you maybe have a raw data or the personal information about the guest, all the business information, all that thing has to be entered correctly, then only we'll be able to get the result. Now for DSS, typically we have to understand that inventories of the information, like, you know, what all information we are giving, it's, I mean, the source of the data has to be properly. Okay, the data matrix has to be properly. Okay, the sales figure what we have entered, it should be properly. Okay, projected revenue what we are going to achieve in a future, that we have entered in a sales. Okay, projected revenue based on the sales assumptions, that have to be entered properly. Okay, now we have an executive information system, which is EIS. Now for EIS, the system dependency is very high. The decision making here we required, where the senior people are involved, they inform what kind of data are they looking and what all information we have to enter into the system. Then only we can get the executive information reports correctly. Okay. Now here we have to have a graphically display, easy to understand by using the interface. Like what is our future, where we are currently existing, and how we are going to get the data. Transaction processing system is basically, here we are entering all the data, we have to make sure, I mean, we'll do it properly, you know, modification whatever we have done. From here we can get that information, what all information you have entered, whether it's correctly entered or not. We have to make sure that it passed through the acid test. Now here, as I told you, information technology is a combination of hardware and software. For hardware, which include the computer, monitor, scanner, optical scanner, joystick, you know, printer, fax machine, modem, telephone, digital telephone. From all these devices, you can enter the data. Okay, it's called hardware. From here, you can enter the data. And the other part of the information is the input device, like we have to have a keyboard, direct entering devices, you know. So all this, basically combination of all these things. Now here we have to make sure that the you know, information what we are writing through using this kind of equipment, like we can use the scanner, you can use the you know, optical card, you can speech kind of devices also there, the vision input, the touch screen, you know, the sensor motion, human biological input like your in and out machine, which is all come under the input devices. Then we have output devices. Output devices like maybe your, you know, printer from where the output comes, the monitor where you can see the output, you know. So all this thing, basically hard copy, you know, and like maybe speaker where you are listening, it is again a output device. Okay. Now for the secondary storage device, the memory where we have, you know, discussed so far, it's a temporary, volatile. Now to save your work permanently, you need to have a secondary device. The information what we have entered, so on so forth, we have to store that device. By using, you can use a magnetic tape, optical disc like your CD, you know, where we call a secondary device where we, you know, dump your data and keep it safely. So if something happened to your primary data, at least you have a secondary part, the backup of it, you can say that. Okay. Now we have a POS devices. POS devices is basically used for the, you know, restaurants and all, where you have a point of sale terminal. We use this thing to give guests a better result, a comfortable, you know, environment where they order and immediately they get their order. Okay. And basically in current time, we can use the for payment gateway, you are using the credit card machine, debit card machine. So any guest, you know, he wanted to pay through the credit card, debit card, they can use the technology and they can pay accordingly. Now for software also, we have a step-by-step instruction given for the hardware. Because without hardware, the software cannot do anything, and without the software, hardware is also useless. Okay, so it's a combination of both hardware and software. If software fail, then everything fail. If hardware fail, then everything fail. It's vice versa. We have to make sure that everything is in its place. Now we have a two kind of software. One is a system software, one is the application software. A system software where, you know, we have the operating system, where the system actually comes, and after that, once the system is ready to use, then we can use the application software. Where, I mean, once we are talking about the system software, where the control comes from the hardware, a basic input had given, you know, all your files information, the central processing unit, it's a communication between central processing unit and the hardware. It coordinates between the both of these things and give the operating system. From here you start using your computer by, you know, to giving communication. Now after, once the software comes in a place, then you can use the application software. Now application software is basically all these things which is needed for that particular area. For example, your purchasing system. So you have to have a purchase kind of software, you know. Like for example, if you are talking about the back office area where you required a word processor, Excel, the spreadsheet, and maybe for the accounting we can use a database management software, or maybe computerized kind of applications, which all comes under the application software. Now for example, we are talking about the reservation software. Now reservation software is particularly designed for the reservation area. Here we can talk about the online and offline, about the communication for the guest. Now this particular area where reservation will concentrate about the guest information, about when he's arriving, what time he is arriving, you know, all this information which is connected to the guest and which is helpful about guest to have a comfortable check-in. All that information which is provided by the guest, we can store into this software. Now reservation software, again we need to understand that how it works online and offline. Offline reservation where, you know, we take all that information through the telephone and we can, you know, later on put it on the computer. Now guest accounting software, where we talk about like for example, all that information about the guest, how much amount he has to pay, what all activity he has done throughout his stay, how much he consumed for the liquor, how much he consumed for the food, how much he need to pay for the maybe usage of pool and some other you know, area where he has used the facility and where he is eligible to pay that information. I mean, he has to pay for that amount. So all that information we can enter into the guest accounting software. Now, as I told you, guest accounting software, we can generate the folio, the voucher, the city ledger. If he's staying for a long period of time, then we can get the high balance report. We can ask the guest to settle their bill, and we can ask for the, periodically we can ask them to settle their bill. We can even come to know ki who's the high pay person, in the hotel, or whose the balance is very high. So we can approach that guest and ask for the payment and guest ledger. So all these things comes under the guest accounting software. Then we have a room management software. Room management software basically we can use for the, used by the housekeeping department. Like for example, everything is automatic. Like guests can put the do not disturb, make up my room, take my laundry. The room is occupied or room is dirty, room is vacant. All this information we can generate through the room management software. Now here hotel will have a complete control of it. That particular room, what is the status? Okay. The same way, the housekeeping department, they can use the telephone and they can, digital telephone, and they can change the status about the room also. It's a vice versa. The guest can also use the technology, even the back area, we can also use the same technology. Thank you.